Welcome to my nervous system project. I'm Alex Aldino, and today I'm going to be talking about ALS. So, what is it? It stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a progressive neurodegenerative disease, and it affects the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, which is where your voluntary movement is controlled by. ALS causes your muscles to weaken, and you're expected to live 2 to 5 years after being diagnosed. Approximately 15 people every day, 30,000 American a year, is currently diagnosed by ALS. There's two different types, sporadic and familiar. Sporadic is the one that's mostly common, and 90 to 95% of people get this. However, there's also familiar, and this one is a lower chance, and it's usually inherited, and 2 to 5 or also 5 to 10% gets this. And like I said earlier, ALS also attacks your motor functions. So what part of the nervous system is affected by ALS? So it affects your motor neurons, and once it reaches your brain, it goes through your spinal cord and then goes through your muscles and then all throughout the body. ALS kills motor neurons, and once they die, the person will lose the ability of the brain to control muscles and initiate tasks. It will continue to destroy voluntary muscles as well, and this includes speaking, eating, moving, and breathing. So what are the symptoms? It honestly varies from different people. Not everyone will get the same experience as everyone else. Symptoms begin around the muscle that controls swallowing, speech, and function of the hands, feet, and legs. Symptoms could also be tripping, dropping objects, abdominal fatigues on arms and legs, slurred speeches, muscle cramps, twitches, uncontrollable laughing and crying. Progressive weakness and paralysis is very common with ALS, however, it is painless. It could also be hard to breathe, and some people might need a permanent ventilator for support. So what are the treatments? There's no known cure yet, and drugs are usually what is approved and mostly commonly used by slow progression of the disease. However, it is pretty expensive. Drugs like Resorol, Baclofen, Diazepam is what controls spasticity. The drug Gabapentin is what could help with the pain. Trihexidyl and Amiotriline could help with swallowing saliva. PEG tube and feeding tubes could also help with patients to avoid choking. Physical therapy, rehab, use of brace and wheelchairs are also recommended by doctors. Speech therapy, speech synthesizers, computer-based communication systems could also be used if the patient is having difficulty speaking. So what is the prognosis or survival rate of this disease? Patients are usually losing their ability to function from themselves around this time of being diagnosed. Survival rate is about 2 to 10 years. 20% of patients live more than 5 years. Who is typically affected? 40 to 70 year olds are the ones that are usually diagnosed. There's still unknown reasons, however, it is proven that military veterans are the ones that are commonly treated by this disease. So what is the comparison between normal and ALS? The brains affected by, the parts affected by this disease is the brain, spinal cord, voluntary muscles that obviously controls arms, legs, and body, which is your joint immobility. So the nervous system, when it's normal, voluntary functions are usually intact. With this disorder, you could develop cognitive diseases or problems, which is your word fluency, decision making, and memory. And there could also be some muscle weakness. But if you don't have this disorder, the person has full range of motion and is quite healthy. Some interesting facts that I encountered when I was researching is that Stephen Hawking actually died from this disease, and he's a very common world-known scientist. And also the Ice Bucket Challenge that was viral on social media in 2014 was actually inspired by this disease, and it helped raise awareness and money for ALS patients. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed listening and learning some new things about ALS, and I hope you have a great day!